With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Sexy Unique Podcast, aka the number one podcast about everyone's favorite show, Vanderpump Rules. I am your host, Laura Marie Shainhalls. And before we get started, I just need to say a massive, massive thank you to all my Patreon supporters. I'm at 559 patrons currently, which is a number that blows my mind. Like, I didn't know what to expect when I started this Patreon. And to have reached my goal of 500 patrons means the world. And I just have to say to each and every one of you, thank you so much. Without your support, I would not have been able to continue this podcast. And this exists because of you guys. So I'm grateful every single day that you guys care so much and want to support this project. And what's great about reaching my goal of 500 patrons is that I'm going to release a patron-only season of this podcast. I still have to figure out timing on that, but it is coming and it is in the works, so stay tuned. But if you sign up to become a patron, you will have access to this patron-only season in which I will be covering all of season one. So you will get 12 or 14 episodes, however many episodes it takes to cover and break down the entirety of season one. And the only place you will be able to access that is through my Patreon. So that's a little incentive for you to support the podcast if you're not already. And if you are interested in becoming a patron of SUP, you can visit www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And on that website, you will find everything you need to know about becoming a patron. For as little as $1 per episode, you can have access to a weekly bonus episodes where me and my guest talk about Vanderpump Rules stuff, but then also go off topic and talk about our lives. And I've had so much fun doing these bonus episodes because I've gotten to know my guests better. And I like to think that they have fun doing them too. I haven't had any complaints yet. So the bonus episodes are amazing, and there are plenty of other wonderful rewards for different levels of patronage, but literally any amount helps. So if this podcast has brought you joy and made you lol, consider becoming a patron. www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And now, without further ado, I give you a fresh new episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Laura Marie Shane Hall. Yeah.
Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Then we go with a friend, you'll be both in.
Okay, I am here with an extra special guest. You might know her because I've been on her show a handful of times, and this is her very first time being on my show. So I'm very blessed to have the one and only Amy Phillips.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a super fan of yours.
The fandom goes both ways.
I'm obsessed with your pod.
I love your show.
Thank you.
You recap. You do. So you're on Sirius XM on Radio Andy.
Yes.
Reality Checked with Amy Phillips.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And you're 2 days a week. Which,
that's right.
Which
Tuesdays
mornings?
And Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we... Thursdays.
Oh my God. Tuesdays, that's why. Thursdays. Guys, that's why you listen to this podcast, because that's the kind of genius stuff you get. I think that you need to be calling, you know, do you release your podcast on Thursdays?
No, I release I do release on
Thursdays.
Well,
now you know.
I don't know.
Now you release it on Thursdays.
Yeah, Thursdays from here on out. I think that's what James Kennedy is calling his like nights at his DJ nights now at.
That's see you next Tuesday.
But I think now it's Thursdays.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious?
He's posted some social media. The name is TBD. I feel like
it's
ever
changing. Why does he keep changing it? Okay, I guess because it's a different night. I guess it's different.
But he's keeping people on their toes.
He really is. I don't mean
DJ James Kennedy is
dig in immediately, but I'm really into the see you next Tuesday. I'm really into that name. And I love it. He changed
it. I thought it was genius.
The first one was pretty good, too. Turn Up Tuesdays.
Yeah. James is like a marketing guy. He's like the Don Draper of Vanderpump Rules.
I love his hustle so hard. Yeah. The fact that he was out on the corner, mm-hmm. just, on the beat, doing like a Vegas style, flipping those cards, trying to give them away.
Yeah.
Major respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is good hustle. And so does Lala. Like the younger Sir crew now is really coming into their own. They like are capitalizing on Vanderpump Rules in a really good way.
In a faster, like it's, you're right. It's more, in a more fast forward way.
They're hungry.
They're smart. They're hungrier, which is unusual. You'd think it would go the opposite way with a younger generation, but no.
Mm-mm.
Lala's got, no. I used to not be a huge Lala fan.
I was from the get-go, super into Lala. But then when she walked off last season, felt personally betrayed by that, because I was just like, this is so dumb of you to do, like you're the one of the best parts of the show and then you're just gonna leave. Like I felt frustrated.
See, that's what I mean by a young, maybe, you know, I love millennials, so I don't really subscribe to the whole, you know, thing about there's such a thing about millennials, like they don't work hard and they don't do this and they don't do that. Well, any interaction I've had with quote unquote millennials, I've found not to necessarily be the case.
Mm-hmm.
But that was an example where in my head I was like, that's so millennial. Like, but the stereotype of a millennial to do, you know what I mean? Like a stereotypical thing, like they couldn't hack it, so they walked off the job. You know what I mean? Like, and that was just so disappointing. Like I hated that.
Yeah, I really hated that. And like I also hated that we didn't really get any explanation, like aside from anxiety or whatever. It just, it felt unfinished. Right. And so I was glad when she was coming back. Cause I also was like, she did kick up a lot of drama with that move of like leaving. And
she did.
Lala knows what she's doing.
She kicked up some dust.
Yeah.
And she kicked him some dust on her way in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, she kind of pulled a little bit of a Stassi.
Yeah.
Actually.
She did. And like Sheena wishes she could have like done that move, because I feel like Sheena's had aspirations from the beginning, but they just cannot play out in her favor ever.
No. Well, she has nail goals and she's reached those goals for sure.
The nails this episode were, they distracted me at one point. I had to do a double take.
I agree, because they distracted her. They got in her way. She
was like motioning in her face. I was like, you're going to claw someone. Like those gold nails with a square edge.
She almost hurt her with a square edge. She really almost hurt herself.
Yeah.
I saw it happen. It's almost like I have a newborn baby and she doesn't know, like she's really getting familiar with her hands and she'll stare at them like she's on an LSD trip. It's hilarious. And like there are times when she just accidentally hits herself in the face or like she'll scratch herself and I'm like, careful. It's exactly how Sheena is with those things.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't know. Waving them around. I was like, someone's going to get hurt. Let's jump into the episode because there's so much to cover.
Okay.
This season is truly the gift that keeps on giving. Oh. Like every episode is a banger.
It's incredible.
I've never experienced like there's been good seasons of Vanderpump Rules. And like, I mean, any season is like really satisfying.
Yes.
But this one is just like so rich.
I have to say, and we're not talking about this episode right now, but it was last week's episode. I have to say, and I'm not going to get into it, but I think that may have been my favorite episode of all time ever, ever, ever. I couldn't believe the stuff that went down. I loved Ariana yelling at Tom.
Ariana screaming at Tom.
It was amazing. Him yelling at her.
Yeah. Brittany walking in with the cell phone being like, everybody's going to hear it now. Fuck you. Like just going off. It was.
She came into her own as a reality really star.
Yeah.
There was so much. It was incredible. Jax's faces. I mean, it was one of. And the editing is superb this season.
The editors deserve like. An Emmy nomination.
I agree.
They edit
I agree.
The show like this is like just plays out like a comedy. Like it's like constant laughs and it's so fine tuned. And I thought that during watching today's episode or last night's episode, I was just like, holy shit, these people are good at their
jobs. They're so good. Did you notice, have you talked about it, that like it seems like their budget went up because the way things are shot, they've got like the GoPro thing and they've got
that one weird GoPro where they like knew how to use it. They like really let the new DP like try it out in that one scene, but then like then they got the hang of it eventually.
Yeah, it was like the pool party or something where I was like, whoa, look out.
That was really bizarre.
Yeah,
but
it was like on the dog. It was on like what's
Gordo? Caught, like, snippets of a few people's conversation, then finally figured out like how to get to the alley. I was like, okay. I was like, experimental film.
You're right. It was a little bit. It was a little bit
so
wonky.
Bizarre. I was like, why did they leave this in here? This is really weird.
But it caught your attention. It caught my attention. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, like, everything has become glossier. Like the cameras have become nicer.
Yes.
I think the hair and makeup budgets have gone up for all the cast members, and so it's kind of it gives me certain. Like flashbacks of The Hills in a way, but there's a lot more going on with
there
this.
There sure is.
Yeah. Yeah. So this episode opens up with Stassi having like a fake meeting with Lisa. Which,
oh my God. Lisa walks in, she's like, oh, gorgeous. Oh, la, la. I'm like, I've never heard her ever give any of the employees a compliment like that in my life.
I know. I like whipped my head around and I was like, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
Like Stassi's wearing this like really intense top. Like she's wearing one of her Stassi tops.
Right.
That's like ultimately very distracting. And I was like, Lisa must be like a couple of glasses of rosé deep at this point. Because, like, I'm not
seeing it. I had to rewind it because I'm like, oh, she can't be talking about Saucy's blouse. And I'm like, she's talking about, like, the flower power costumes. Sure enough.
Oh.
No, she wasn't. Oh no. I rewinded it and she was not. She looks at Stassi and she really takes it in.
Yeah,
you're
she
right.
loved her look that day. And, like, the best moment of that entire meeting was that random glasses woman who we never got to. Did she ever get like a cry on or any sort of description of who she was?
I don't think so. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Again, to like, I was like, who is this lady?
Yes.
She looks kind of like a porn star,
like a sexy
school
secretary.
Teacher. And then she turns around. They're like, and Brittany will definitely want to wear this because of her boobs, thanks to Jax. And then she goes, Brittany is pregnant?
Yeah. It's like, who is
who
this?
Who are you?
Do you even work here? Do you even watch this? You know there's a reality show going on right now?
Like, what is your purpose in this scene?
Her ignorance was a beautiful thing. I was like, oh, bring her back. Because she doesn't give a shit about anybody and is like so dumbfounded. But then again, I'm like, oh, is Brittany pregnant?
I know. I was like,
Maybe that's why she stayed with Jax.
Oh, maybe. And then, wait. So, oh, then Stassi shows her like breast reduction pictures.
Oh,
and I was actually
my
like,
God.
Kudos to her.
That's amazing.
They really incredible.
I have.
Or the one did.
Yeah. The one did. I love Lisa's jokes. Which one is the one that had the work done? Oh, I really have major respect for Stassi because not only does she show that, but she on her Instagram, she's been doing a lot of like, or she went through this week phase where she was posting pictures of her like bare breasted with the scars.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, you know, like it's very empowering for women.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice a lot of people commenting like, you know, go for it, go for it. I also think too, because her surgery it was a reduction. It wasn't like, you know, a breast implant. It wasn't, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously it was cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, but
it's like a confidence boosting.
It is.
Thing.
It is. But wow, that was some good work.
Yeah.
And you didn't realize.
Really good. I didn't realize. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
She kept talking about it all the time. And I was like,
yeah.
We get it. You hated your boobs. Like, move on.
Right.
And then I saw that picture. I was like, oh.
See, you know, things are different. You know, you just never know.
Everyone's
what's behind
boobs
the curtain.
Are different. Yeah. I was like, whoa, bro. I'm like, I have no boobs. So I'm like, have no idea what that life must be like. But I was like, her bras were working overtime.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Because you could never tell, like, from any of her appearances on the show or anything like that.
No.
Well, congrats to Stassi.
Kudos, congrats.
Like, the one good thing she's ever done. Yeah. And then the boys go to the den, which I screamed. Have you ever been there?
What's the den?
The den is, like, the meditation center.
Where they did their Reiki? Oh, I've never been there. I didn't know it was called the den.
It's called the den. It's, like, I think an exec that used to work at NBC, who I coincidentally pitched White Girl Problems to back in the day when I was trying to develop it as a TV show.
No.
She left the biz and I think started this whole meditation center. And it kept showing up on my class pass. So I was like, what's the den? And you can like sign up to go meditate there. And they do like a bunch of different meditations and they do sound baths. And I've been to a few of those. So I was like, this is a very like new age.
Kelsey the woman that you worked with?
I've never seen Kelsey before. They bring in like a lot of different meditator people.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd never have experienced Kelsey before.
She's very enthusiastic.
She's extremely enthusiastic.
I'm proud
and positive.
Of you. I was kind of like, in a way, I was like annoyed, but then I was like, oh God, that's something I would do or say. Or like, I'm like, oh, I hate her because it's kind of like me.
I was just like, this poor woman, like having to deal with these bozos. Like, Peter, I was shocked. He's like, I love Reiki.
I'm like, who are you, Peter Sir Manager?
That flashback. And he's like, Jesley, I'm having a tough time. Like, everything's done. Peter's like, I think we should do some Reiki.
Oh, my God. You're right. That was so anticipatory.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that Peter was so spiritual, but it makes me appreciate him.
I agree. And maybe that's why he's so out of the drama, because he's so grounded.
Mm-hmm. He's grounded, just focusing on managing Sir.
Yep. He's got, you know, I had this, like, I wonder who would be the first out of all of the cast members to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
And my bet was on Peter.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if anyone has a house at this point. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But, you know, I posted that on Twitter. I said, who do you think it would be the first person of Vanderpump Rules to purchase a home? And, you know, Jax responded and he goes, I know the answer to that.
Oh.
But this was like, I mean, like 8 months ago that I even did this. So I wonder, because, you know, Ariana and Tom, they wanted to buy it a lot. So I wonder if they're the ones who bought a house, and how would he, because Jack seemed to know. He didn't tell me, but.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hmm. Someone must have bought a house.
Yeah, maybe. I remember Tom and Ariana talked about it a lot, but the verdict's out.
Okay.
We'll never know.
I know. I guess not. Unless, but before the end of the season.
8 months ago, when would that
have
been?
It had to have been, because I was definitely still pregnant.
So that would have been like in April?
Yeah.
And the show was
filming. I love your intense math about it. It's so great.
I'm really trying to be a detective now.
Yeah.
Jax is probably lying.
He might be lying.
Why bother? Like, can't why is he him. Like tweeting at me? Is someone like, I can't believe you're responding to me.
Okay. The poor lady Kelsey just having to deal with them. And then my favorite moment, she goes to Tom Schwartz, tell me about your mind. And then is just met with a blank stare. And then he's like, I recently have been maybe getting drunk too frequently. It's like, that's not like, that's nothing.
Is your mind? That's nothing to do with this. Your mind at all.
Like, take it to an AA meeting because, like, this ain't that.
It's in the next room.
Yeah.
I love how she's like, are you able to feel fear?
Or, like, whatever weird question she asked.
Are you open to feeling fear? And Jax is like, no. Also, he immediately starts crying. I was like, you need therapy.
That was intense.
The second that someone's like, hey, how are you? Like in a grounded setting.
Yes.
And you're like falling apart. Yep. Like you need know, to go to a
that's
therapist.
That's a red flag for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime things get too real, I'm
oh
like
my God.
On the verge of tears.
Totally. Like that happened to me when I was like breastfeeding. I was super emotional. Mm-hmm. And I remember like saying hello to somebody and like, they're like, how are you? I'm like, good. Like I could have just started crying and I'm like, oh my God, I need to take a second.
Yeah.
This is like way too intense. And thank God, like those emotions like go away. But yeah. It is crazy. You know, and the other thing is I believe that those were probably real tears because you know, that's one thing about this show and about many of the reality shows on Bravo and Real Housewives too, is that these people are not good actors.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do act, you can tell.
Yeah.
And so that's why I believe a lot of what's going on, because they can't fake it because they're not good actors. Because we've seen moments when they're acting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like it's very easy to decipher which storylines are fake and like produced and which ones are real.
Right.
And the Jax one is 100% real.
Oh my God.
Like, what's also really freaked me out about this episode in particular is that when Brittany's like telling all the girls, like he went to Reiki and like he cried, he finally showed emotion. And like, I was like, that might've actually been like,
oh,
he might've never even cried in front of her, like through this whole breakup. Like if she's saying he's finally showed emotion on camera in this Reiki class, it makes me truly think that they don't like have real emotional discussions.
Right.
Or like they don't enter that level of intimacy in their relationship.
Yeah. Wow.
That's bone chilling.
That's a really good point. And actually, it makes me think of when I first laughed at this, when in his testimonial, Jax was like, no one's asking how I'm doing in this situation. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Of course not. You are the one who created a nightmare, like what you did. But then what you're saying is, you know, that's a really good point in a way. Obviously, he has to live with himself. And if he's really coming to terms with that, which God, I hope so, then, you know, maybe there is going to be another side to this.
Yeah. It's that also, I flagged that when he said that too, because it was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then on second thought, it's a very real thing. And I think a lot of men tend to like, it's like you overlook their emotional, like how they're dealing with something. Cause it's just like, you're a man, you like fuck this up.
Right.
Like,
right. Right.
You can deal with it. Like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny because I was looking at an old picture of Jax from like way back in the day, and he's so hot. Like young Jax was like, he's beautiful when he is younger.
Yeah.
And I just really imagine like him growing up with those looks, and like I'm sure he got out of any sort of trouble that he ever like tried to get into and could just like use that to his advantage his entire life.
Yep.
And like that catches up to you eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've grown up doing that and that's your like go-to thing and then you can't really get out of it anymore, you're coming to terms with your own mortality in a way, or like your own like coke bloat. It's like, it's a different era.
That's a really good point. And actually Vanderpump nailed Schwartz for that this episode too, which I really respected. And she made a good point. He's too old for these puppy dog like tricks.
Oh yeah.
And it's true because it doesn't look good on him anymore.
No,
you know,
it makes me uncomfortable to watch him be like, I just want to hug. It's what are you talking about? Being gross.
Right. Right. And she's right. And that's how they all are. And really, you know, we want Vanderpump to like, I mean, the cast of Vanderpump to kind of like be bottled in this, like, you know, going to Vegas and sleeping with each other and like taking off chunky sweaters and fighting and doing all this stuff. And yet at the same time, we want them to grow the fuck up,
yeah,
and act like adults, and we want to see them, you know, evolve into amazing people, and yet we still want to try. It's such a dichotomy,
yeah,
of being a fan of that show. It's,
you can't
bizarre.
Have it all.
You can't. But I feel like they're kind of giving us a little bit of that in, you know, it's a tug and pull,
mm-hmm,
because like Jackson Brittany, he's together with her. They've been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much grown up. And then he goes and does something like this. You're like, oh my God. But then again, it's made for an incredible show.
Yeah. They're just on the never ending hamster wheel, essentially, mm-hmm, where it's like, I think the only way for them to really mature as people is to not be on the show anymore.
Because yeah,
it encourages all their bad behavior and
right,
reinforces that they're like, and rewards them for bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So then they become like delusional and like can't see where like their faults are, their weaknesses, and like work on themselves in a real way. Because it's like, well, the show's so popular now and like, mm-hmm, we're all friends and we're fabulous and like everyone who doesn't think so is wrong because
right,
like, the numbers don't lie or whatever, right, but it's like,
and Jack specifically.
Yeah.
I mean, I think him more than anyone knows that his bad behavior is going to make him even more of a star.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even subconsciously is why he makes the decisions that he makes.
Yeah.
He could have gone and slept with anyone,
mm-hmm,
but he slept with someone who's Vanderpump Rules adjacent.
Yeah.
She's been on the show.
Yeah.
And she's been hungry for attention. How could she not? She would have never kept her mouth shut. He would have. Mm-hmm. How would he not think that she would have kept? And how did he not think that she was going to say something?
Yeah. It's just like, yeah. I mean, they get something. They get some sort of like more than even just monetary payment, but like some sort of emotional gain from everything
right,
that they do on the show, mm-hmm, that then contributes to them never like ever growing as people.
Yeah.
And then as an outsider, you just watch and you're like, no, oh my God,
phenomenal.
This is horrifying, it's like amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just wonder, like, is Jax going to bed at night going, like, I planned all of this. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like, you're all on my ride and mm-hmm, you don't even know it.
I mean, it's like, as viewers, you're complicit in all like
yes,
their dark behavior too.
Right.
In a way.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely,
your support, like
completely.
I would never I like not watch the show out of protest. Like they could literally do anything on this show and I'd be like, I'm tuning in, guys.
Oh, I know. It always blows my mind when someone's like, I used to watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey, but then, you know, it just got really too dark. I'm like, okay, oh, whatever. Suit yourself.
I know. Like, I'm like, the darker, the better.
I'll pretty much watch. I mean, I will say I pretty much watch anything, but that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I won't just watch anything. Like, I don't watch Kardashians,
mm-hmm,
you know? I mean, that's just one example.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress.
Sandoval says he feels like his mind is dulled.
He said that
yeah, to Kelsey the Reiki leader.
He seemed like he was having a real moment.
He was like
with that thing towel over his
kind
head
of hungover and mildly traumatized. Yeah. Like, and he's like, my mind is dulled. I was like, you're telling me. And then then Peter's always go, which I imagine is true because he has to manage. He is like the only one with an actual job.
He said he had to go.
He's like, I'm always just like, go. Like
yeah,
his life is like that.
Yeah. Cause
he's a manager, sir.
He's, you know, pulling up these, knotting up those curtains. Yeah. He's in there, man. He's mm-hmm, first to get in the door. Yeah. He's hustling.
He's working.
He's denying.
He's like saying no thank you to shots on Pride, being like, I have to work
yeah,
and maybe late. Like he's being a responsible adult.
You know, he's the unsung hero in all this, I think. I mean,
I think
what's
so
going to, like, long term, like, when in the future of Sir, you know, what's really going to be who's going to be standing at the end of this all?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it? It's going to be Peter, Sir Manager.
Yeah.
It's going to be him. He's going to take over for Guillermo.
I know. And also, like, he should be opening a restaurant with Lisa. Like,
yeah.
That just hit me.
Oh,
but I'm like,
I just got hurt inside.
I know. Like, if anyone should be the person that
it shouldn't
Lisa
be Tom. It should be Peter Tom.
Yeah. Peter Madrigal. He's really getting the shaft.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I never even, see, it never dawned on me.
It never
dawned on probably anybody. Lisa probably didn't even dawn on Lisa.
Yeah. If we didn't know, she certainly had no idea.
She certainly doesn't know. Oh my God. I feel so bad for Peter, sir manager right now.
I know. I hope he gets out. I hope this hard work pays off. I had a new respect for him after this episode where I just saw him working really hard and I was like, good for you.
Yeah, because, you know, consistency really wins out. Mm-hmm. It does. And he has major consistency.
Yeah.
His work ethic is unmatched.
And I like that he's like, I like that he's kind of fallen off as like a background character.
Yeah.
But he's still around. But like in the episode where Brittany and her party devolves into like mm-hmm. total madness, he's sitting on the very edge of the couch, like where all the girls are on one couch zone, like freaking out. And then there's Peter in the background just being like looking so stressed and like looking like he would rather be anywhere else. And I was like,
oh, I wonder what happens at his house at night.
Yeah.
You know,
I was comforted by Peter's like stress in that moment. Yeah. Because that's how I would be.
Yeah. Sure.
A party.
Oh my God. I don't even know what I would do. But Peter is, he'll play the game every once in a while. Like, he'll be like, when they really need something to be set up, they'll be like, hey, Peter, do you mind just saying you want to go get your haircut? You know what I mean? Like, when they really need a filler scene that to bring them together that's not about, like, Jack's going to the gym or, like, you know, Tom going to buy hair products. They're like, Peter. And he's like, sure, I'll do it. Yeah. You know, like, he's up for it.
He's down for whatever.
He's down for it.
Yeah. Tom Sandoval in a blanket is just a note that I wrote. But I like a Tom Sandoval in
a blanket.
Yeah.
It's like a pig in a blanket, but
Lala and her squad go to get fillers and Botox.
Oh, right.
I think, or they go to a waiting room and fill out
forms. They just go to a waiting room. Could have been. It's like literally the back of Sir.
Like, actually, like, nothing happened.
You're right.
They filled out forms in a waiting room.
We didn't even see.
I feel like, that was probably over the summer because I used to tune in religiously to all Lala's live stuff because she'd always be getting like
totally
fillers and she and Sheena would do that a lot.
Yep.
And I was addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that might have been one of those trips.
I was obsessed with one of the chin things that she did.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I love that she was posting all that stuff. And I love when we see them in their natural, like, in state.
Yeah.
Lala didn't have any makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Brittany didn't have any makeup on. Sheena didn't have any makeup
on. Brittany looked insanely good, and she's like, I'm gonna get Botox this year. And Sheena goes, yes, it's the best thing. And, like, Brittany does not need Botox.
She is
She's in the fast lane to reality stardom.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that plucked that girl out of Kentucky, and now she is living, like, in the fast lane. Because how old is she? Oh, I don't know.
I feel like
that's
she's younger. Yeah. I don't think she's in her 30s yet. I could be wrong.
I don't think she is either.
But, like, it's interesting because when we talk about, like, James and Lala having hustle and, like, drive, I don't see that same hustle or drive in Brittany. Like, it's kind of like she falls victim to her circumstances and, like, doesn't know. Well, she's, like, doesn't know how to get away from Jack.
I mean, all we heard last season was, like, make me a sandwich when I come home. You're just lying on the couch. All you do is just, like, lie around. You don't do anything. All you do is eat. You know, so we have this picture painted for us, whether we like it or not, that Brittany's just a lazy, fat fuck. Like, and I'm like, are you kidding me, Jax? Like, this poor girl. And then her talking about how, like, Sheena's so skinny and how when she's under stress, she eats a lot. It's like, geez, I wonder why you're, you know, under stress in that relationship. Of course you are, poor thing.
Like, no shit, you're depressed. Your boyfriend is, like, abusive.
And your boyfriend's telling you you're just lazy and fat. Like, that's what losing your spark, what he's trying to say, is, like, you're eating too much. Like, sorry.
Oh, no, that whole campaign of his was, like, trying to get her to, like, lose weight. It was insane said that to her entire family.
Over. And that was the entire season.
Can you imagine being in that situation if you're being filmed with your significant other and they're like, all you do is lay around and, like, sit on the couch and keep Postmates in business? I would actually kill someone.
Right. You keep, oh boy.
Whoa, those are fighting words. You know, and you know that she's not saying, you know, she's not saying horrible things to him that we're not hearing.
No.
Like, for example, we always saw Katie, like, you know, being verbally abusive to Schwartz. Mm-hmm. We never saw Schwartz being verbally abusive to her. But he was. It was a two-way street. We found out later that he talks to her pretty bad the way that she did. And then once I found that out, I'm like, oh, okay. You guys are cool then. You know, like, I'm fine. Because it's a two-way street. And look, if you're going to dish it out, you can take it. And you're going to take it, you can dish it out. Like, fine. You guys are a match made in heaven. Like, go do what you do.
Take each other off the market, please.
but Brittany doesn't, you know, she's not giving him that back.
Yeah.
Except calling him dirty.
You're which dirty. Which is amazing and also really dark because I feel like that relates. I feel like that has like a sexual connotation or something.
Ooh, that's right.
Like something that we don't know about or whatever. And it just like, I don't know. There's so many facets to their relationship that really like dark me out, but I could just see that, especially like if she's with him and he like gave her an STD or something and like, could play into why she feels like she doesn't have a way out or something.
Oh my God.
It's just like their relationship makes me so sad. And I just yearn for Brittany to like, get away.
I mean, okay, I hear what you're saying. And then on the other hand, I'm kind of like, you know, she's kind of living a dream of hers right now. Like she's kind of living it up. I mean, this is a girl who was just like, I'm gonna get Botox. I'm gonna get my boobs done. I'm gonna work at this restaurant. I'm on TV. Hey, Mom, we're doing a reality show in my hometown. It's like she is fucking living it up. And I don't, that's why she's staying.
True.
So now I'm kind of like, you know what? Whatever she sticks around for, whatever. Now it's on you. It's on her.
Yeah,
like
it is.
Now it's on her. And I think that they eventually will break up.
Mm-hmm.
But Brittany's going to get hers out of it.
Yeah.
So that's probably why she's sticking around. Mm-hmm. I mean, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is though, she could have her own, she could still be on the show and be broken up with Jax. Like, I think she has her own like fan base and
do
obviously.
You think so? Well, I don't know. I don't think it's been long enough. I think after this season, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think after this season,
well, she's in the main credits and also like all those.
Who isn't?
Girls.
I mean, my fucking neighbor.
That's a very weak argument. Literally, like
the crossing guard of Beverly Hills is in the main credits.
It like expands out the entire city of West Hollywood in the credits behind Lisa and the Sir crew.
The graduating class of 2018.
Yeah.
From Beverly Hills High.
But like, all the girls love to film with Brittany, and so I think that's a huge thing too. And them loving her and being willing to like have her around, I think she could still.
It's
be on
so crazy
her.
How they have really flocked to Brittany. Like
they love
they're
her.
They're so obsessed with her.
I feel like it's because they aren't threatened by her.
Ah, oh my God, you are so right. Because she's like the nicest person.
She's so nice. Mm-hmm. She's like a pushover. Like mm-hmm. we've seen that with Jack. She'll literally, like she doesn't set a boundary necessarily with anyone. And then, and it's just like, she's down to take shots.
I know.
What more do you
need? I mean, she can roll. I mean, even like the only hustle I saw her have was back in the Sir Alley when she was counting her money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, bitch just made $500 on Pride. Like, that's impressive.
That's very impressive.
And, you know, I was like, she is using her Hooters, like, skills mm-hmm. for, like, work in that restaurant right now. She's really bricking it.
Yeah.
But
I was like, wow, you can earn, like, a sick living. Who knew? I was like, who knew? That's what really escaped my, like, realm of consciousness. Like, working in a restaurant industry, I was like, fuck, I know.
I'm like, oh, what am I doing this weekend? I should probably go talk to Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. Oh my God, you probably could get a job at Sir because everyone likes you.
Oh, I don't. You mean the cast?
I feel like the cast and Lisa.
I don't know. Lisa likes me. I don't know. I mean, I'm not quite sure if they all like me. Who knows?
Do they come on your show?
Yeah, they have. Most of them have all come on my show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm usually, but I don't, I'm usually pretty, when I talk to them, I really. There's no one I don't like. Mm-hmm. There's no one I really don't like. Like, I didn't like Lala for a while, but now I'm really down for Lala.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have my favorites. Like, I'm obsessed with James.
Mm-hmm.
love, as you know, you and I share our love for Kristen. Yeah. Like no other.
Yeah.
There are some that I'm not a huge fan of, you know, but I'm such a fan of the show mm-hmm. that it's hard for any of the shows that I watch to ever really hate somebody because they still fulfill me in a way.
Yeah.
They even all my give dislike me something. For them still fulfills me.
Yeah.
I'm too old, unfortunately. They'd have to, I think if TomTom is going to open up, like, I think they need to open up another restaurant. I was like, you know, Sir's where you take your mistress. Villa Blanca is like where you take your wife. TomTom's where you take your bro. They need another restaurant where it's like, this is where you take like your grandparents. Mm-hmm. Like that's where I'll work.
The hot new hostess.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be like getting. I'll get big tips for those from those it granddaddies in Bev Hills.
Toca Madera Gate rages on. Sheena cannot let it go.
God, that whole montage of her was so sad.
Yeah,
and really eye opening.
Mm-hmm.
It's so transparent.
Yeah,
her issues are so transparent. It's crazy.
She's like. It's like she stirs up all this drama and then gets so worked up about it. And mm-hmm. then like only like she's truly I'm like worried about her sanity. I was like, this girl is delusional. She's yes. coming apart at the seams.
Wow. It really, really, really looks like that.
Yeah. Like it she's does, no longer connected to like reality uh-huh. or like life as we know it. Like uh-huh. she's living in a simulation or something. Like
she is in a she's living she's in a untethered. Simulation.
Yes. She used to be 5150 when she was talking to Lisa and Lisa's like you're shaking you are 10 you're yeah, 5 pounds
like, you're
lighter.
Like a scared kitten in a cage oh, and she was with like, your nails and she's like I fry eat this little half fry I mean
she loved it she's like oh I'm a scared kitten
yeah she was like
ooh. She's like ooh, that's my new Instagram name
Sheena really is pulling a lot of shenanigans this season.
Shenanigans.
Her, she had that. Did you ever
oh.
see that show that she did? She did one episode of like a web series after
that's
last
right.
season.
Shenanigans. Okay.
Shenanigans. It was like hyped up to be her new show that oh, never yeah. happened.
Oh, yeah.
She did one episode. At Stassi came and it was, for her.
Oh, oh really?
Shenanigans went away.
Damn it. I remember talking about that on my show. We yeah. were like, it was in our news and feuds segment. And I was like, she's going to be doing this show. And then I fucking missed it. And you know what she did? It was like a live Instagram.
Yeah.
And then it was never posted anywhere. I'm like, how the hell do you expect people to follow it if you're not going to like be able to watch it after you shoot it? It yeah. was weird.
It was really weird. And I think it had a website for a while, but oh. then nothing happened.
A whole
and,
website?
Yeah. She just took her shenanigans to the streets of West Hollywood and now acts them out. Her shenanigans are just like her in a straight jacket.
It's
in a mental institution because that's where she's going to end up if she keeps doing this.
She is in a delusional and what do they call it? Transitional? No. When you date somebody... rebound.
No, yeah.
Oh my God, is this this is a rebound if I've ever seen one. This is the textbook rebound situation.
Textbook rebound.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And then when she's out of her rebound, she'll see it, and then the next person she'll be like, he was just a rebound, and I thought that I was happy, but this is really
this
the
is
one.
The one. Yeah.
And then you're like, no. You'll no. It's never the one.
No.
It's never.
And she's like revealing herself to be like so codependent. Like there's one part where she's like, Rob's happiness is my happiness. And all I Ooh. Care about is him being good. And if he's good, I'm good. And if he's not good, nothing's good. And that was like really true this episode. And like, I was just like, damn, Sheena is so codependent.
Wow. I really, really... Okay, I relate with that on such a sad level. Like, first of all, one of the things that I see in a lot of these people are like, is youth, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I think about it, they're really not that young anymore.
No.
But when I see the mistakes that they make, and when she says stuff like that, which is so bad, I know I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
But when I was between the ages of like, 15 and 25. I mean, it was a long stint, but it was still when you're really, really young
yeah.
and you really, you got to snap out of that. And it's an unhealthy place to be. Like you just said it is textbook codependency. I didn't even see that. It is so clear.
Yeah.
And she'll never be happy if that's how she's going to see her life. Like, you have, I can't even remember what reality show it was on. Was it at the Reiki section? It was the Reiki session where she's like, you have to be happy first before you make other people happy?
To Jax, yeah.
Did she say that to him?
Yeah, she said that to Jax.
Okay, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. She's right.
Yeah. It's like, totally. And the thing about the show is I feel like they caught them right at the age where you kind of start to learn about these types of mistakes, or yeah, like the mistakes that come back to like bite you in your like early 30s, or at least like, yes, for me, I feel like it's been like my early 30s so far has been like a huge learning experience of, yep, like, mm-hmm, how I fucked up in my 20s and certain patterns that didn't serve me and like how to break free of those.
Right.
And it's not been necessarily easy, but it's, uh-huh, definitely easier than trying to do it while I'm on a reality show that's right, like centered around how fucked up I am. And like, I feel like these people got into the show and then that like their development from there on out is totally stunted, arrested. Yeah.
Yes.
Like they just can't move on and like learn those lessons.
It's weird though, because you'd think that they would have to learn quicker, because, mm-hmm, a lot of people on reality shows say, you know, and I'm glad I did it because watching it back, I'm able to see my life so much more clearly.
I don't think they've seen
but
clearly.
But they're not.
They don't look bad. They don't question. They don't have any question.
Nothing. There's nothing.
How do you live like that?
They are, because I think they're celebrities. I don't know. It's unbelievable, because that's what keeps the drama just keeps spinning. It really is a true mystery. They have captured some of the most dysfunctional yet entertaining people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a lot of them aren't even that entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, they're just dysfunctional.
They work good as a group.
Yes.
Because you break off and it's like,
I love that theory of, yeah, yours about the Jackson Brittany,
mm-hmm,
that they were, like you said, they work better in a group.
Yeah.
They break off. They can't survive on their own. They're, mm-hmm, like a school of fish. You know, a couple get away. It's like, they're going to be food for the sharks. Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Sheena... Okay, wait. Oh. The shot of those girls walking down the street in their Lala outfits sent chills through my entire being and, like, all of my past lives beings.
Okay, now tell me why. Because I think because I might be, like, getting old, but I kind of thought that was cute.
I cannot deal with La La Land. Like, I truly...
Oh, the movie La La Land. You did not like.
I did not like.
Oh, well, then. And, no wonder you hated that.
And, like, Stassi, like, I've been watching their love of La La Land play out over, like, months now. Like, Stassi talks about La La Land constantly. Like, she was really upset when it didn't win the Oscar. And, like... Like, took it personally, and it's like their favorite movie, which okay. makes me hate it even more.
Oh, of course.
And then yes, to see them like be so gleeful and like wearing La La Land colors and walking down the street and like going to the screening and being like, where's Katie's like, you guys, we're seeing La La Land while we're in La La Land. And like for them to be like so psyched, I was just like, this is actually my nightmare. Like,
oh my God. That's really, really funny.
Like, I don't know how I would, that's like a thing I would never do. And I would never go.
Well, here's the thing. I would not do that. That's just not like something that I would do.
Yeah.
But I guess in like I said, in kind of a motherly way, and maybe it's because I'm a mom now. I don't know why, but
you're like, oh, those girls are sweet.
I did. Honest to God, I was kind of like, oh, that's cute. And I really do
motherhood
think
has changed you.
I think it has the because I really true. Think I would have had that same kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. So I respect what you're saying. Let me just put it that way. And now when I see that scene, I'm going to be like, oh, okay, I see it.
I was like, I caught my attention because all the colors, and I was like, what are these girls doing now? And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, they're going to see La La Land. Like, because I was just, it was such an affront to like all my senses and sensibilities. And
that movie was pretty good. I liked parts of it. Mm-hmm. As a whole, I didn't love it.
Yeah.
But I did really like it from the standpoint of being an actor mm-hmm. in LA. I was able to relate with it on yeah. that level, which I was like, how does anyone else outside of LA gonna like this movie? Like, because if you can't, because it's so insider. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we don't have to talk about La La Land. But that was my opinion of La La Land.
The La La Land podcast. I'm like, this episode is brought to you by La La Land. The only La La Land I want to watch is
the real Lala
porno. If Wait. It ever happens.
Oh, I was like, she has a porno?
Well, no, she was like joking last season. I think she was like, I'm going to do like a Lala. If I ever had a porn, it would be La La Land or something. Funny. Welcome to La La Land. They try and hook Brittany up with Chris, the waiter, who's not cute. And Brittany is obviously like not into him. And his whole walk on role was saddened me.
It did. It made me sad too. Yeah. Because you know that they set that up. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Make flirt with her. Like, whether the girls said that or the production said that, they were like, and Brittany was like, almost like she was trying to get back at Jax. And, you know, she's so innocent.
Yeah.
And so blameless that her getting wild was being like, thanks, sweetie. You know what I mean? Like,
being like, you're from Kentucky too. Stop lying.
She's so charming though at times.
She's so charming, but like I could tell just from her body language, she like recoiled at the sight of him.
She did recoil.
She was like, her body language, I was like, she is not into this guy whatsoever.
She likes the bad boy.
She loves a bad boy.
That sweet little girl mm-hmm. likes the bad boy.
Yeah.
Her mom's been married 4 times.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to be married 1 time and it be done. I'm like, girl, that ain't going to happen for you. Hate to tell you that
right
now.
The only way
you're
going to be married 1 time is if you marry someone who kills you. Because this is your track record.
Next on Snapped, or she kills him.
Oh, yeah, she kills him.
And just retires.
Yeah, and then is just in prison for life.
Oh, right, in prison.
Yeah.
Good point.
Her self-esteem is so low at this point that it's, like, frightening. Because she's like, it's so nice to think that, like, someone likes me and is attracted. I'm like, you're literally stunning. Like, you have beautiful long hair.
Yeah.
I can't necessarily speak to your smarts, but it seems like your street smarts are pretty good because you're got this far.
Uh-huh.
It's good for a girl from Kentucky. Now here you are in LA.
Right,
you're
right.
On a reality show that's mm-hmm. a hit. So like you yeah. can find a man, like people like you.
Yeah.
And are attracted
LA
to you.
LA is not just Jax. It's La La Land.
It's La La. This is La La Land.
This is La La Land.
Dreams come true here and anything can happen. That's like what Kristen and Stassi, if they ever merge, they would be Kristy.
Oh, God.
But that's like what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Their world is a vacuum.
For them, it kind of is.
And they
like,
sucked in Britney.
Yeah.
And now she's never going to get out. Get out.
She'll never.
Another little Oscar nod.
Yeah. She needs to get out. But, like, I feel like maybe they relate to La La Land so hard because their life is kind of like they hit
yeah.
like a, their own La La Land jackpot where
Ooh.
They're like on the show. And
yeah.
like that, so they really identify.
They identify with it.
Yeah.
Which is a narcissistic way to like anything. You know?
And they're
yeah.
like, they are like the
Although
stars.
I identified with it too because of being an actor. So who am I kidding?
But like, you're not being delusional walking down the street with your girlfriends. To
That's
go
true.
See
I would
La
not
La
do
Land.
That. No.
Wow, that was a breakthrough for me to realize. I now get it, like, why yeah. they like it so much. Jax has never broken up with a girlfriend, which we learn because Stassi tells Brittany that. But those kinds of guys never do. They never need to because they always will just find someone that will stick around.
That will put up with them.
Yeah.
For
and the
sure.
minute that they are threatened, it's like mm-hmm. they're on to the next. Like,
yeah.
he was with Kelsey. As soon as she left, he was like, I want to live with her for a while. Like, making jokes about, like, fucking her. And it's just, Sandoval's, like, fully traumed.
Like, you're disgusting.
So, the whole cast did so many shots this episode. Like, did you notice that?
Yes, and even just, like, when Brittany was counting her money, she's like, why don't you go, or like, she's like, why don't you go give me a shot while I'm gonna count my money or whatever. I'm like, damn, girl.
Take a shot in the Sir Alley with like stuff $567 in your pocket and
I know.
Then rip a shot of whiskey.
They can drink. And how do they stay so damn skinny?
I don't know. They are such drinkers. James takes 2 double shots of bourbon at lunch.
James, now that was a high speed chase, that whole scene.
Yeah, that was insane. And Lala took a double shot of vodka.
I know.
I'm like, what?
You
like,
guys, you this guys. Escalated quickly. It's almost like production was like, all right, you guys, you know what? We're running a little, you know, we don't have a lot of time today.
Yeah.
So you really need to get to the meat of this and like, you know, get drunk and hurry up and get to the, you know, or I mean, I'm sure they probably like, we need to do this ourselves. Like,
yeah.
let's get drunk and get to the meat of the scene, like, quickly. Because, I mean, how long were they there? Like, 45 minutes? And they were
Maybe.
Wasted?
Yeah. Or, like, 30 minutes. 20 minutes.
They were parked at a 30-minute meter.
Yeah. They were there for 10 minutes and then got into that fight. I believe that scene was shot in, like, an hour front to back.
100%.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
James says Raquel is moving into with him, and it cut to like a flashback of him showing her the drawer he cleaned out for her.
Oh my God. The desk drawer.
And Raquel goes, she was really touched.
She was really touched. And
she's excited to move in behind the screen, his little living area, which yep. is a screen in that apartment, and have her very own drawer in the desk.
Let me tell you something. You know who's going to have the last laugh? It's going to be James Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
And I am waiting, because here's the thing. We just talked about hustle. Mm-hmm. I love him so much. The fact that he cleaned out his desk drawer for her, and he's like, it's just a stop, baby. You're going to get all these drawers, even the pencil drawer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he, and the next thing is going to be like, he's going to be like, I'm going to get a timeshare, and it's going to be for you. And the next thing is, I'm going to get a jet. Like, he's going to have the last laugh. Like, yeah. I really do believe that James is going to make it. Mm-hmm. He's going to make a lot of money. I really hope so. Because
I really think so, too.
Yeah.
I think that he is going to go to Coachella someday. I fully believe that he will be there someday.
I thought that he was at Coachella.
Well, like, he has attended as a guest, but I'm saying,
oh,
like,
no, I thought that he did do something there. Okay,
I don't think so. Not yet. It's his dream to go to.
Okay, no,
performing.
You would know. You would know, yeah, for would sure. Know. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay.
But like, I have full faith in James Kennedy's ambitions and
dreams.
I do too. And
I do
think
too.
That they're, it's all happening for him.
I do too. And I love his new, one of his new songs.
Yeah.
Just Dance or something like that. Oh, we play it on the it. Show all the time.
Okay, I need to listen to that.
Anyway, it's on SoundCloud, and it's like 4 hours. It's like 24 hours long or whatever.
Really?
I don't know. It's like really, really long. It just keeps looping.
I love that you just turn it on the morning and listen to it all day.
It just keeps going. I did love that part when he, you know, and I love that his apartment is like, he's living so modestly mm-hmm. because he probably doesn't have a lot of money, but guess what? He's probably socking it away.
Yeah.
He's probably being very, very smart and, you know,
or spending it on equipment and like mm-hmm. trying to build up his like,
yeah.
DJ right. vibe.
I love how
career.
Pro James we are. It makes me so happy.
I've always been pro James. Like,
me too.
I was only thrown by him at first, like, because I was just like shocked at his existence. Mm-hmm. And then.
Sure. Well,
he came in hot, but yeah. then he lived up to his namesake, White Kanye. Like, he brings it. I've always repped James.
Yes.
And I've gotten in trouble for it too.
Oh, not, yeah.
We
yeah.
had Stassi and Kristen and Katie on Pump podcast once, and they came for me about being Team James.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they're all Team James.
They are?
Well, I feel like.
Well, they're coming
they're
around.
They're coming
yeah,
around.
They certainly
they're
are coming around.
To him.
Yeah.
He and Jax have like kind of a bromance
I love
thing
that.
Going.
I yeah. love that.
Me too.
So much.
He made Jax laugh.
He did.
We didn't get to see a lot of happy Jax, and Jax was happy around DJ James
he is.
Kennedy.
And I love how James comes running in after that, like, the, you know, they're all down there talking about like what happened after the recording, you know. Mm-hmm. And James is just like hyper. He's like, Jesse boy. Like, and then they're like, James, just shut up. And he's like, whoa. He's like kind of like an excited puppy, you know?
Yeah.
And I just love that about him.
Yeah. He's all over Jax. And he's also, oh wait, we need to talk about the pasta actually before we like get into
it's not
James.
About the pasta.
It's not about the pasta.
Love that. And he's right. He's like, read between the lines.
Yeah.
Because Lala did. It looked like Lala and Logan were making fun of Raquel.
Here's something I saw online today, which I don't know is true or not, but my guest from last week, Danny Pellegrino, had posted.
Oh, I follow him on Twitter.
Did you see? He posted something that he was like, a ton of people have DM'd me that the cast's code word for cocaine is pasta.
Wait a second. Someone tweeted me that.
Yeah.
People
were tweeting about it and talking about it on social media today.
Oh my.
Which that could be a rumor,
God.
But it also makes a lot of sense.
So much sense.
Yeah. So like I could see what, cause I saw that tweet before I had watched the episode. And so I watched it with that in mind. And like when Lala's like bringing that up, I feel like that could have set James off because like, they know not to like talk about drugs or like out each other in that way. And mm-hmm. so her doing that is like a taunt to James about Raquel or like crossing a line, so to speak. And so that,
wow, like, my mind is blown.
I feel like that's
right
why
now.
He would go from zero. I mean, along with him taking four shots of bourbon,
of like gin and grape juice or whatever the hell they were selling.
Literal
it.
Bourbon and maple syrup that he like poured into. Which I was like, that's creative.
Yeah.
But like, it made a lot more sense to me that he would get mad about
that
type of comment.
Yes. Wow. I'm like, I really need to go to the den and like meditate about this.
Yeah. It was like, it brought everything to it.
I mean, that has to be.
Level.
Of course it has to be.
It
that.
Has to be. Because like, who cares about like a pasta and him being like, it's not about the pasta.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
It was silly.
Mm-hmm. It was like
silly.
A silly one-off, but maybe could have been misinterpreted as like she's trying to like flex on him or something,
yep.
or like hold something mm-hmm. over his head or mm-hmm. disparage Raquel in some way.
Yes.
Because like, who would even care? Like,
yeah, it didn't make sense.
It made no sense.
Wow.
So conspiracies come alive.
Ooh, I love this. I'm so glad I got to do this podcast.
I know. I'm
no
so
idea.
Glad. James is fiercely devoted to Raquel, and then he comes for Lala's man, which is anyone who knows Lala knows that's a no-no.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he came hard. It was hilarious.
It was
funny and probably on point.
James cuts to the core.
He does.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times people like that, that cut to the core, a lot of the times they're right, mm-hmm. you know, but it's too harsh.
Yeah.
It's too harsh.
And I see it with him. It's like he's really masking a lot of his own insecurities mm-hmm. when he lashes out like that. And in that way, I feel like he and Lala are very similar, because I feel like she would do the same thing when she feels attacked. And like,
yeah,
that is probably why they used to be good friends.
I loved how she stuck up for herself and
I
just walked
it.
Out.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And I love how she confronted him the next day mm-hmm. or it was the next day at Pride.
Yeah, it was a power move. And she mm-hmm. was so eloquent about like the communicating to him, like why it like she wasn't going to put up with that, and using like very elevated words being like, when you say this, I feel unsafe, rather than like accusing. I was just like, go Lala.
It's really impressive. She mm-hmm. articulates the way that you should articulate in a fight. Or just otherwise.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Yeah. Lala's the next Oprah. Truly.
I mean, I was just going to say the same thing. No. Of course.
Sheena confronts Brittany. Oh, and she asked. So Sheena's mom's friend was at the Lala Land.
Oh, my God.
This is like who La La Land attracts, is like Vanderpump Rules cast and anyone adjacent.
Right.
Like,
right.
Or like a fourth degree of a Vanderpump
Sheena's
Rules person.
Mom's friend was at the screening.
Erica Von Nolpen's friend was there and within earshot.
You know Sheena's mom's name.
Yeah, I do. I know a lot of sad things.
Okay, that's amazing. All right, carry on.
I have a lot of talk about like the sir mom, like the moms. Like, I have a whole separate like thread going with friends about like mom gossip.
I love that.
I don't really bring them.
Well, I'm like, I have to say, I'm like that with the Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. The moms of the Real Housewives, I'm obsessed with.
Yeah. So
okay, but still, that's really impressive.
It's another niche podcast.
Oh,
so she overheard Stassi, Kristen, and Katie talking about Sheena, then immediately reported it to Sheena's mom, who put it back,
mm-hmm.
which was wild.
Really wild.
Yeah.
But of course, if she happened to be there, of course she's going to hear it, because they're shooting and they're being fucking loud.
Yeah. But then now it just hit me that what if Sheena's lying and her mom's friend wasn't there and she just is making that up to like say, to like catch them?
God, that is such a Sheena or anyone on the cast thing to do.
Yeah.
But that seems like something
friend,
Kristen would do.
Yeah. But Sheena's desperate to talk about Toka Madera Gate. Like, she loves it. And so I could see her just being like, she can't say her mom, because then someone could ask her
and she
mom.
She can't say a producer told me.
Yeah. So then she can just say my mom's friend and then never name the friend, and then
Wow. And now I'm 100% convinced of that now.
Yeah.
Because I could just hear her talking about this. Was it Rob who her boyfriend was? Mm-hmm. Like being like, what I'm going to do is like, I thought, or maybe even not even tell him, like she just came up with it in her head, like the brilliant, masterful plan.
Yeah. I feel like she loops Rob into a lot of her like plans. And I'm just like, the sex must be really good in that relationship because Rob seems very uninterested. Like whenever Sheena's like talking to him, he seems uncomfortable. And like, oh, and then Sheena, I forgot the darkest thing that she said the entire episode, which was in the waiting room where she's like, mm-hmm. That is such a lie. Like he doesn't make out with anyone, not even me. And I'm like, girl,
drop everything.
Excuse me?
This is not helping your cause.
No.
This is shining a light on something you may not have wanted to shine a light on. And now everybody knows that that's just weird.
I like can't believe
it just completely backfired on her.
And also like her being like, he's the one, like her one and only is someone that doesn't even make out with her. So that's just like not gonna ever be a part of their relationship. And she's okay with that.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird.
I mean, we all learn from Pretty Woman that that's the most intimate thing you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, is he a prostitute? Is that why he doesn't kiss?
I feel like he has been kind of non-committal with her, like they're dating, but he's mm-hmm. trying to keep it casual, and she's the one that's like amping it up to like, I love you, or we're meant to be together. And so
right,
they're good friends, and he like wants to be a good guy, so he'll take her back on social media or like stick up for her. Mm-hmm. But she probably is asking him to do that kind of stuff for her because she realized how bad she looks.
See, and here's where I have hope for the cast, because it's like, she has this guy outside of the cast who seems very, like, everyone's blown away by him. He's got, like, a job. He's got
a job.
Imagine.
I know, he's a lot of things. He's, like, truly, he's they've never met someone like Rob in their lives.
He has a house, which, you know, I don't think was an Airbnb, but anyway,
I think some people in our Facebook group got to the bottom of the house and figured out it was like a rental or something.
Oh,
like that.
Really?
But still, it's okay. A nicer rental than.
But his sister is a huge star,
yeah.
Amber Valletta.
Amber Valletta.
So, I mean, he's successful, adjacent, you know, just by nature of his sister, for one. But like, I was like very excited for Sheena when I saw that she was with this guy mm-hmm. and he's outside the group. And I got excited because, you know, their relationship with Shay was just terrible. I mean, they were not meant to be together. I mean, that's just something that was very, very clear. They're so different.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited for her to have this. And now I'm sad for her to see it starting to fall through her fingers because she is so desperate to make something like this work.
Yeah.
I can see why she'd be holding on to this very tightly, and it's disappointing that it ended.
Yeah. Well, because Sheena's always just wanted like a love story, right? Like she's wanted to get married and like mm-hmm. live happily ever after. And I feel like that not working out with Shay, it's like, Rob becomes then the savior. So if it works out with him, then none of that Shay stuff matters. And it's not even, she doesn't even ever have to think about it again.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if the Rob stuff doesn't work out, then she's confronted with like, maybe I'm the problem, or maybe there's something that I'm, it's like,
this
it's
is going to be interesting to follow this journey though. Because if she does get to the other side of this, it's going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we're watching her in the thick of it right now.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. And so if she can somehow make it to the other side of that bridge mm-hmm. and like come out on top with self-realization, it could be so rewarding for everyone. Like that would be the arc that we need for her in order for there to be any redemption whatsoever.
I hope someone does 5150 her along the way, because I feel like that just makes for a really good, like you need a real bottom out darkness moment.
Yeah,
like that,
it's not going to just like be crawl. Some guy breaking up with her.
Yeah, like Sheena needs to go crazy.
Yeah,
I want to see her just like totally like she's
scratch someone's
she's
eyeballs
coming apart
out.
At the seams.
She is.
We're watching her completely unravel.
And I mean, I have to say, the whole weight thing, it's like, they made it like, just to like talk about it in one episode, they really highlighted the fact that just that week, all of a sudden she got skinny. It's like, she's been slowly dissolving over the course of however long. It's not just because this Toca Madera thing happened and she's just now all of a sudden lost 20 pounds.
Yeah. I was like, then I don't, what? Everyone's like really obsessed with her weight, but I think people really, and I think that's a reason that like many of the girls begrudge her, is because like she went through like a physical transformation.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And they're like hung up on like body stuff.
They are. Yeah.
Meanwhile, at Tom Tom Club, sweat equity is happening.
Sweat equity.
Now, is that even a thing?
I was going to ask you, did that exist before them?
Because I've never heard of sweat equity.
I haven't either. And if they did make it up, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But I don't think they did.
No. I mean, it sounds
someone
legit,
else came up with that.
But it also is like, their sweat equity is showing up hungover to
and
this
doing
place.
What? Moving junk from
they
one side to the other?
Threw pieces, like throwing pieces of plaster in garbage bags, which I don't think that's how you can get rid of like shards of wood and glass and like plaster. Like,
they didn't. Like,
their cleanup tactics are like not.
No, no.
I was like, no.
No, they did not. Yeah, they were just pushing dirt around in there from one side to the other. They weren't actually accomplishing anything.
No, he had Schwartz had his little like grab thing, and it's just like,
oh yeah, what?
They're just like fucking around.
Yeah.
And like then Schwartz has a really revealing thing where he's like, he stayed out all night the night before, slept on Sandoval's couch.
Right.
But then when he got home, Katie was just chill about it, and then he fell in love with her all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But that he did, subconsciously, he thinks he did that to see what her reaction would be.
Yeah, and then did you hear him backpedal? He's like, subconsciously, I think I just like was wanting to see what she'd do. But no, I don't think I really want to do that. I just, but you know, subconsciously, I just think I would. It's like, dude, you're dark and you know it. Like,
you hit the nail on the
head. You just admitted something that we all know that you're fucking around with her. Like, you're just as dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like their relationship still is like, like the spin of like marriage is great press and it's like really wonderful. It's like, well, I guess that's okay to live in that denial because you did get the ring. You got married. Like, you're now legally bound together, like goal achieved. But at the same time, it's like now you have to be married to this person who is like 36 or 34, whatever, how old he is, like is too old to be like going out and getting so shit faced that he like crashes out on someone's couch on like a weekday night.
Right. Yeah.
Like just like getting fucked up and like, like drinking in apartments and stuff. It's just like, no.
And then Sandoval sends a picture.
Yeah.
To say like, oh, he's safe. He's here. He's not like out making up with some.
Yeah.
Making out with
and
somebody.
It's like, she literally was like, please don't
but
drink
why
anymore.
Was she so chill about it?
Well, I think Katie saw herself last season and is now making a concerted effort to not be like that. Because it's been, she's had so many opportunities where she could flip out on people and she's been like so zen.
Yeah.
Like impressively zen, but also
totally.
I'm not,
she didn't flip out at Lala.
No.
Like that whole thing, I was a complete, that was a fight ready. The table was set.
Oh,
the candles were lit.
Mm-hmm.
The food was hot and no one showed up to dinner. It was like, oh my God. She just was like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Gosh, I'm really sorry about that. And I'm like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
What show am I watching?
She's like a pod person.
So
now.
You're right.
Yeah. She's like trying to rehab. But the sad thing is like, it's boring.
It is boring. Like, but she doesn't want to be in the limelight this season.
Well, I would don't blame her. Like, I wouldn't want to be like highlighted. The worst parts of my personality
she's
are like
done.
Highlighted.
She's like, I had my season last season, and I don't like it. I don't like being.
She's
fading
back to the background
to where the wallflower that she is.
Yeah, the wallflower that she was started out as being. Like, she truly had her moment, and it did not work out.
It did not work.
No,
and there isn't enough there to have like a redemption story.
No, and the only way she could have redemption is be like, yeah, I was awful, like I'm like that, what was that, and like have some sort of like come to Jesus moment where she, I don't even know, like there is no redemption.
No,
it's just like shut up.
Yeah, it's not even a passionate, because she did say, well, if this were a year ago, I would have like probably insulted his penis or done this or that, you know, but you know, this is marriage and you work at it. And I'm like,
flatlining. And like she's like, well, you know, he's working on not getting blackout wasted and I'm working on being more chill. so marriage is great. And I was like,
so you're smoking, you're just smoking pot, the kind of pot that just brings you real chilled out so that you don't have to deal with like anything.
Is you're
that
on like mean? 50 milligrams right. of edibles every day. You're like
something
horizontal at this point and just like not reacting. But it's fine. I actually will I'll take that over like Monster Katie.
Because
that was
true.
Actually not that fun.
It wasn't a good look for her.
No.
It's not even, because she's not even entertaining when she's like a bitch. At least Stassi's like super entertaining when she's like, you know, going bonkers on people.
Yeah.
Because she's really bitchy.
Yeah.
And that can be really fun to watch.
And Sheena's entertaining because
she's
like
super entertaining.
And Dodie is like the best.
Oh my God, the best.
Yeah. But to like, how sad is it to have like, everyone has seen all these people's darkest sides and like to have your, it's like they've done some really fucked up shit on this show, but then to have Katie's be like, it's too dark. It's like, see it and be like,
it's not like a charming darkness.
No, sister.
We need a little charm with our dark.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Sorry.
She's not nailing it.
No.
On the second time I watched this episode, I figured out that I know exactly where Kristen lives. And she lives really close to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
she lives within walking distance of my apartment.
No.
Yes. I'm not going to like blow up her.
No, no, of course, of course.
Where she lives.
But is it, because sometimes I feel like they don't actually show the real apartments that
they're showing the real apartment that Jax and
that,
all them.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
But wow.
I think because I've seen her in like walk by this one like workout class that I do that's also in that area. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, is that Kristen and Cart? And like,
oh my
so
God.
Now, and then they showed the aerial shot and I was like, oh my God, they're so close. And it's actually, if they really do live in the apartment building that they showed, that's like a chic building. Like they have a nice apartment.
Oh wow.
And like her couch was, I was like, wow, Kristen has a really nice couch.
We haven't been. Oh, it's better than my couch. That's for, and I'm like, now that I have a baby, I'm like, oh, I won't be getting a couch for a long time. This thing is like milk all over it. What was I going to say? Was about. Oh yeah, haven't seen Kristen's place, the inside of it, in like forever since like last season. Yeah. Maybe when they went over there after the dog thing.
Yeah, but I think this might be a new place.
Oh, it's a new place.
I think so because she and Carter live together now at this place. So I was just
did
like,
they show
wow.
them moving in together one time. I feel like
I can't remember.
Damn.
Carter has been like,
Kristen's been nowhere.
She's so like stabilized now. Like it's just, I'm happy for her, but also not.
Of course. Like she needs her time to be like just normal. And you know what I mean? And I'm happy for her. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
But it's fun to see little glimpses when she's like, oh, you're tracking him? Are you tracking him?
I love that share location, or she got his location and like checks in on it.
I love that.
I love it. Carter's really boring, but like maybe he's a perfect match for Kristen.
I think so.
Yeah.
I do. I think they make a really great couple.
They're all so like brain dead when it comes to relationships though. Like still like when Katie's talking about how she like forgives Tom because he talked about making pancakes for their future kids. She's like, well, he came in the morning and like he did like he got like blackout, but then he was saying, you know, someday he'll make pancakes. Daddy will make pancakes. It's like, what are you?
Yeah. Like, and then Kristen was like, oh,
I know. And they're like, oh, like crying. And I'm like, excuse me.
Hello.
La La Land.
It's just kind of like the kind of conversation you have like when you're in eighth grade.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Stassi's like, amazing. They're like crying with joy over like this beautiful. I'm like, no.
No.
Lisa, I think, is way too involved in Schwartz's relationship.
Oh, well, she's a responsibility. She did marry them.
Yeah, she did marry them.
And she's a responsibility. This is her show.
This is her show and her restaurant.
Yes.
But I feel like all the offloading of like punishment or anything is coming from Lisa as opposed to Katie.
Yeah, now, you're right. Like she's reprimanding him.
Yeah, she's kind of the one that reprimands him, and then he gets in trouble with Lisa now. And so Katie can be like chill. And then Lisa just picks up where she left off.
Right. Lisa's the one who's like doing the dirty work.
Yeah, which I think she's happy to do, but I'm also like, you don't need to do that. Like, that's uncomfortable.
She's got to like be scolding somebody in the group. And it's like, Jax, she's like, I'm done scolding Jax. I'm too tired. I'll move on to someone else.
She also seems like, is it me or is she like more invested in their like drama this season?
Yeah, she seems to pop up everywhere.
She's always popping
up. It's like, where's Waldo? She's everywhere. Yeah, you're right.
And she's like asking questions and like being part of the drama, but also not. It's like, I guess she, like, I get why she would want to be like more of a presence in the show because it is her show.
I wonder why though.
Yeah,
she doesn't have to be.
No,
she certainly doesn't have to be. I mean, yeah, the only thing that needed to be done was Ken telling Jax to take his shirt off, and that I 100% approve of.
That was the creepiest.
Oh my god, that gave me the heebie-jeebies. It was like, really, I don't even think I've used that phrase before in my life, but that's exactly what it was.
It was really scary.
I mean, if Lisa would have said it, it would have been great.
Yeah, but then Ken dead-eyed, like, just staring, was like, take your shirt off.
Go on, take it off.
Shaking. I would pay $10,000 to hear what Kristen and Sherry's conversation was.
Jesus. Please. That's the Kristen that we know and love. And she's up to her tricks.
Mm-hmm. She loves to fly someone out. Kristen loves it.
She's got like a credit card for like John Doe just to spend for like just to give to whoever the next accomplice will be in her little scheme.
Yeah.
I love that Sherry was like, you don't have to do that. Like, she took it as like Kristen's so being so generous. It's like, you are part of her master plan.
Yeah. Like, and you're going on the show. Like, you're going to go film. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, Kristen probably just racked up tons of airline miles at this point. She's like platinum member American Airlines, just like flying people left and right.
Yep. Started with that Miami chick. Now it's moving on to Sherry's mom.
To Brittany's mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Sherry. Yeah. Brittany's mom, Sherry. Of course.
Don't disrespect.
Sorry about that. My apologies.
Which also I was confused by the get Sherry out here tactic because Sherry's never supported Jax and Brittany breaking up ever.
Yeah.
Like she's like the whole Jax and Brittany spinoff, she was like blaming Brittany for what went down. And
I agree.
Was like, she watched Jax like treat her like shit that whole time.
And she was very supportive.
Yeah.
And when Brittany called her mom when she was like leaving and packing up and she was going to Vegas, she was like, Mom, I'm packing up. I'm going to Vegas. Jax cheated on me. And then her mom was just like, oh, honey. Mm-hmm. All right, then. You be safe, okay? You call me when you... And you, hey, you put 20 on black for mom, okay? Uh-huh. I mean, she had no reaction. Like, and that's not just a Southern thing. That was, like, eerily...
Yeah.
That was strange.
Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, her silence speaks volumes. Yes. She answered the phone to my obsession in that episode, and she goes, oh, hi, how are you? Brittany called.
No, wait, I have to go back and watch that.
You have to go back. It's really good. The way she answers the phone is insane.
I can so hear it in my head, of course. She's not a good actress.
No, Sherry's a terrible actress.
She's the worst.
Got a full facelift. Like, can we be honest? Like, she's looking so refreshed.
You mean like between Jax and Brittany and now?
She looks like she lost like 30 pounds and then She's gone totally Hollywood.
Oh, they're never leaving.
Sherry's serving skin tight glamour outfit. Like, she's in the 80s now fully.
No. Oh, this seals it. Brittany and Sherry, she'll never leave Jax.
No, it's not
happening.
Sherry will never let Jax slip away. Mm-mm.
She'll sleep with him before.
Oh, she absolutely
would. That might happen.
It's very much within the realm of possibility.
This trip, too.
Yeah. Dodie is fighting for love. And if you don't believe in love, you can suck a dick. I love them marching in that thing, and then it cuts to Kristen. She's like, well, we're marching because, like, like to get, she's like taking a stand for what's right, which is very classic Kristen. But also I was just like, these ladies.
Yeah, it was a little much.
It was a little much,
I thought. Yeah.
Rob visits Sheena, who is basically just like a shaking pile of like dust at this point.
Yeah, and I thought she had to go to work in 15 minutes. Why is she hanging out on like in the booth with Rob?
Yeah, she's just like talking pure gibberish, and Rob looks very uncomfortable.
Oh, she's like, I got my smile back. I need my smile. And then he's like, don't let anybody take your smile. I'm like, what are we watching?
I feel like he's like trying to break up with her in that scene, like, and she's just like, I love you.
I know. He's like, he's like, this is not even worth it. Don't let anyone take your smile. So I'm just going to go ahead and go, I love you too.
I love you so much. And he does not respond to that.
He's like, right.
Lala looks incredible as Wonder Woman.
Oh my God. Amazing.
And I also really like the flower power theme.
I did too. I thought Stassi did a great job dressing everybody. I did. No,
you didn't.
Well, I think I'm turning into a mom. I really think I am.
You really are. Because Stassi did not do anything. Literally, someone else like designed those outfits, and then Stassi was like brought them to the place and like gave them to people.
You're
or
right.
Something.
Now that I think about it, because they were already done. Like that's what they were looking at when Lisa Vanderpump was obsessed with Stassi's blouse.
Yeah.
And then she was like, basically, she just was like, oh, well, Brittany will wear this and Sheena will wear that. They were done.
Yeah.
All she did was just hand it out.
Yeah. All she did was like stand on a balcony and be like, come up here. And then ask Jax to put on face paint. And he said no.
Oof,
it was not going to be festive. No. And then that was it. And then Lisa's like, you did a really great job.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's anyone talking about anymore?
Yeah. Wow. I really drank the Kool-Aid on that one.
You're holy like, shit. Stassi is really
this is why
hard.
I like your podcast, because it does open my eyes to things that I just am so naive sometimes. I swear to God. I like the place that I'm in most of the time when I'm watching these reality shows that I'm like really naive and ignorant sometimes. And I just kind of go along for the ride.
This is great. You're like, Stassi is an event planner.
Like I'm gonna have like a huge birthday party. I'm gonna have her plan it for me and get all my costumes.
Yeah, she can design my outfit.
Oh God! All right.
Those eyelashes make an appearance again. The
Who's?
Pink, like the ones with the pink like feathers on them.
Oh, I
feel like
say that.
In past seasons they did those fake eyelashes for Pride.
Yeah,
but like I feel like we had a break from them last year or something.
Oh God, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, they're really offensive. Mm-hmm. Ariana and Kristen taking shots together warmed my heart.
Oh yeah,
I like want them to be friends.
I do too.
What do you think about Ariana and Sandoval's like relationship?
Ooh, I love it being, it's just very real right now. We're seeing a lot of realness out of them and I really like it. That's why the episode previous to the one that we're talking about, why I said that like that was one of my favorite episodes. I loved Ariana losing her shit on Tom. I love Tom losing his shit on her. Mm-hmm. I love seeing that aspect of the relationship. I think that it's interesting to see them go through a weird place. When Ariana opened up about how she was in an abusive relationship and what this person said to her, I was disgusted for her.
Yeah.
Horrified for her. And I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I would have never, ever, like, pinpointed her as somebody who's been in, like, a victimized in a situation like that. And I felt really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's going to cause some serious problems in a relationship when you aren't physical with somebody like that, especially with somebody like Tom and these horny bastards at Sir, you know what I mean? Like, and like, where does that leave them? Because when you're not, you know, sexual with someone in your relationship, they're going to go somewhere else ultimately.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily, it's a result of, you know, from a cause that happened and that's her cause. Mm-hmm. So it's not her fault. But as a result, I'm kind of worried that Tom's going to step out on her.
Yeah.
She's complaining about like not having sex. But she was on Watch What Happens Live the other night.
Oh, what'd she say?
She said they're fine and back on track. And for a while there, they, you know, didn't. But I hope it doesn't come out later that he cheated on her. You know, that's what I'm worried about.
I know, because especially like my first reaction would be like, oh, he wouldn't do that. But then it's like, right. he did that in every relationship. Like his right. and Kristen's entire, totally. Like he cheated on Kristen with Ariana. Yep. So it's like definitely within the realm of possibility.
And is he covering his tracks by saying this out loud? Like that yeah. she won't have sex with him?
Oof, I hope not.
I hope not. I don't think so. I think he's just being honest.
That would hurt.
I think he really loves her.
Yeah, I think he does.
Do you like, what do you think about their relationship?
I was like, once he started talking about all that sex stuff, it seemed, and then we found out about her past relationship, yeah. it seemed really insensitive of him to like complain about that to people because it's like, he obviously knows why that is happening.
Right.
And so then yeah. for him to make a deal about that and tell like the boys or go on camera and complain just felt like
a lot. Yeah. Insensitive.
Not, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just like not taking her like, situation yeah, that seems into account.
Very personal.
Yeah. Billie Lee gives a speech.
Billie Lee.
And then Lisa pours vodka into her mouth.
I know. I was like, you're too old to do that.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I. That's also like, not I what I want after giving like a nice speech is for someone to pour a like a spout full of vodka.
Right. It's like I've been through a lot of struggles in my life, like being like transgender and like yeah. all of her, you know. And then all of a sudden she's like guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
She doesn't. Billie Lee does not have a choice. It's like you're drinking yeah. the vodka.
And then Lisa's like. She cuts her off, you know. Billie's like, and this nice woman, you know, gave me a job. She's like, it's not about me. It's about you.
It's about you.
Shut up. Take a shot.
Yeah. This is a really classic Lisa. Jax and Billie Lee bonding over having to pretend to be someone they're not.
Now, that was shocking.
I was really shocked because I was like, what is Jax?
What are you talking about?
I don't think Jax has ever pretended necessarily to be someone he's not, unless he's like been in like a con artist type of scheme, which is very like has potential to be true.
Or is but, he like, talking about right now? Like yeah. he's making all these moves for a reality show that he's got to perform for?
Yeah, I don't know. But I was into them like. Having yeah. a friendship.
I was too. I was into it.
Everyone by the end of Pride, though, like I know we all, and that's a big topic on the podcast is like, how do these people stay like hot while they drink so much?
Yes.
But I would say by the end of Pride, everyone was looking kind of worse for wear. Just like bloated, like a little bit.
There's a reason why they're not wearing like the skimpy outfit.
Yeah, there's like some shots that were very unflattering, and I was like, it's catching up to them.
Okay,
it was the first like cracks in the armor that I ever saw.
Okay,
James is feeling so flirty. He and Logan are basically in love and kissing.
Oh my god!
In front of Raquel.
Yes, we need to talk about this. Yeah. I didn't get to talk about this today on my show. Oh my god, what is going on with that?
It seems like he's like, Raquel is my girlfriend. Like, it seems
it
like
seems he's talking about his relationships like Lisa does her restaurants.
Yeah. And like, I think that for all intents and purposes, James is straight, but like, he wants to like have gay sex sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is like totally fine.
Totally fine.
But it's like, it's just.
But we're going to find that out.
I know. And I hope we do find it out. And I hope it's like an evolved conversation. I don't think Raquel is equipped to like handle this. Like,
no, she's too
like to appreciate the levity of this situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, James is like my dream man at this point. Cause like all I want is like a bisexual guy that like is down and he literally
is. And now
he's
turning into even more of your dream man. This is amazing. Well, I actually am excited about this. I mean, I call it a storyline for lack of better words, but I am really intrigued by this like turn of events.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's just for show.
No.
And Kristen even says like in the promo for next week, she says, you know, I think he swam in the penis pond or something like that.
She's like, he hops in the penis train or like some weird. Like yeah. Some really weird term.
So, I mean, not to say that Kristen really over exaggerates sometimes, you know, and sometimes I don't know if she's like, you know, when she talks about Rob kissing that girl, Toca Madero, she's like, it's 100 million trillion percent true. It's like, is it?
No.
Is it?
Literally no one saw that happen. Like, we found out later that no, like, Sheena has been detective, like, true detective season 3, like, went to the source with that girl that works at Toca Madero. And then that chick said, Well, I didn't see it. Someone came up to me and told me that that happened.
She didn't see it either,
so
right?
No one witnessed this like alleged kiss.
Right.
But you would think that Sheena would be like, if she truly didn't want, like, I believe that it does bother her and that she's worked herself into a frenzy over it. But I don't think that it necessarily happened.
Right.
And like, I think that she's just not evolved enough to be like, whatever, shut
whatever.
Up.
She's like, no, this is on camera. The world is seeing this.
Like this, I need to prove that this didn't happen. And like, not only that, but it's like, then it's having negative effects on her relationship. Like something that didn't even happen. It's just like, she's crazy making.
Wow. Oh man.
Yeah. Her psychological journey.
That's really, you articulated that.
She's pretty, like, it's actually been a fun watch because like when that moment last season where she put her makeup on during the reunion when like she brought Shay out and she completely like malfunctioned. I was like, Sheena's about to, she's like fully going through it. Yeah.
It's going timber.
Because that was a moment like any sane person would be like, not do that.
No.
You're not. It's like the cameras are rolling. There's literally an interview happening right now.
It was a metaphor for the moment.
Yeah.
By covering up like what was going on in her life. She's covering up her face. It was so layered.
Yeah.
Psychologically.
I hope like in 20 years someone makes like a biopic of all like the Sir, like Vanderpump Rules. That would be like an Oscar. Like whoever gets the role of Sheena will win an Oscar for that portrayal.
My baby daughter.
Yes.
My baby daughter. I'm going to prepare her life right now.
Lay the groundwork. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
I'll write the movie. It'll be called It's All Happening and your daughter can
sign it. I think that you should.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good idea. Now, okay. So wait, James. James and Logan. So something is going on there.
Yeah.
Something's a brewing. And Raquel knows it and is like, looks disgusted.
Yeah. She looks really freaked out by
it. And confused.
And her facial expressions are really fun, though.
They're kind of amazing. She's the kind of person that she can't hide it. Like, she's wearing her emotions on her sleeve.
Yeah.
She is not going to be able to, like, fake this.
She's an easy nut to crack.
Pretty one-dimensional.
Yeah.
I hate to say it.
Yeah. Raquel, in the next episode, it was teasing, like, where she's like, I just don't want to have to deal with another person saying they're fucking my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, then I guess you shouldn't date James Kennedy.
Or anyone.
Or anyone in this entire show or related to anyone in this entire
show.
But
she's going to have the Britney syndrome. She's going to get a taste of the reality stardom and she's going to stick in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If she doesn't want, unless she's open to having that kind of a relationship. And I don't think that she is the kind of person to have that.
I think Raquel's pretty dumb. Like, I just don't think she really is like with it.
No, she isn't.
And so I don't think that maybe she even realizes like what's happening in a way, or maybe she gets shy on camera and just doesn't speak, because like when that girl Gigi came up to her and was like, yeah, I slept with James, like she was like confronted by there was proof of that, and she just straight up didn't believe it, or like didn't even acknowledge it.
Right.
So maybe she's just living in like a Sheena denial land.
Yeah.
Or,
well, now she's saying, I can't believe I have to deal with this again.
Yeah.
Which means they obviously had a conversation off camera, but she still chose to stay with him.
Yeah. In a long distance relationship when she knows that he's hanging out with Logan. But maybe they made a deal that was like, if you can be with Logan or any guys or whatever, and then you can't like cheat with other girls.
Maybe.
Because they're in a long distance relationship.
Where does she live?
She was in school. She was in school. That was like the whole, remember the first episode? She was like coming back after being away at school.
Oh, okay. I
forgot about
kinesiology.
That.
Right. Kinesiology. That's right.
So I feel like maybe they had an arrangement, and the arrangement was, James, you can sleep with
guys, not girls.
Yeah, you can sleep with guys, not girls. Or if you want to go out with Logan and be all crazy, you can. But you have to keep it chill. Like, don't let this be a thing that comes to light.
wow, this is going to be so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone watching them, you know, it was pretty clear.
They're like kissing each other.
Yeah.
And like very physical. Like
very, very physical.
Very physical in
and
a way.
James is very physical with all the guys. Like mm-hmm. that's his nature as his personality. But yeah. it was more so
mm-hmm.
with Logan, it seems like.
Yeah. And he's not. I mean, I guess he's been a little physical with Raquel, but not
like that.
Seen him like that.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think back to like when he was dating Kristen and it didn't seem like they were like all over each other like that.
No. Huh.
I hope they really explore this. Like
I do too.
In depth.
I do too.
And don't like push it aside for other people's storylines. Because...
God, I really hope. I mean, this would be the story in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... They've never had anything like that on the show.
No, it's huge.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I mean, just when you think James can't deliver anymore, then he does.
Oh, he turns it out. Yeah. James isn't going anywhere. Jax and Brittany have like a moment in the alleyway where Jax is just being like weird. Like he's being like petulant and like kind of gross to her.
Which part was that? Wait,
they're in the alley. Brittany's counting her cash.
Oh right. Oh my god, about the feet.
Yeah, that was so sick. I didn't catch it the first time I watched the episode, and then the second time I was like, I thought he was saying the first time I watched it, I thought he literally was being like, "Oh, your feet must really hurt."
Yeah,
and then he was like, "Your feet must be really stinky."
I had to rewind it. I'm like, wait, he said something, and I'm like, oh, it's because she's talking about her feet. Yeah. And then all I could think of was like him, like just all he could think about was like her feet. And I'm like, oh my God, he's really turned on right now.
Her feet.
Ugh. I'll never understand that.
No.
You know, I mean, there's a lot, I guess I can understand, like, you know, maybe like, you know, spanking or, you know, thing, yeah. anything. But the feet thing, I can't get my head around a foot fetish.
Like, if I was dating someone and I was in love with them and they were like, get your feet really stinky and let me smell them, I'd be like, fine, we can do it one time. But like, we're not making this like a regular thing.
But it would be. And you'd have to.
Once you
would probably have to do it. I mean, if you really loved somebody, you probably would. I probably would too.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd
once or twice a year. Not a lot though.
Special occasion. Like, you can plan it. But like, this is not part of the mix.
No.
On a regular
basis.
But
that would be really hard to do.
Yeah.
When you're not into it.
Yeah. She must be like somewhat into it.
I think she's just into being like...
Pleasing Jax.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't relate.
I can't.
Oh, so Lala and James made up, but then Lala posted on Instagram that she and James aren't friends anymore.
What?
Yeah. She was saying like rewatching this episode was like... reminded her of like why their friendship is no longer and they're not as close.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so RIP Lala and James.
Because she didn't feel safe in that friendship.
No, who would?
Wow.
We get a Sherry surprise. My favorite kind of surprise. She's looking so good.
I didn't even pay attention to how she looked.
Ryan told me, he was like, Sherry, he called me today and I hadn't seen the episode.
Yeah, that's amazing, of course.
Because like I was out of town, so I got back late last night and wasn't going to be able to watch the episode until today. And he called me and he's like, babe, did you see Vanderpump Rules? And I was like, no, not yet. And he's like, Sherry got a facelift. And then I looked and she's sure enough, fresh as a daisy.
I'm going to look that up tonight.
Yeah.
100%. Good for her.
Yeah. And then do you know?
Hope she didn't get it in Kentucky.
I don't know where the nearest place would be.
Yeah, I mean, not to say in Kentucky, but in her hometown. Like, I hope she didn't get it in her hometown.
In her hometown. What is the hometown called again?
I mean, Wellington or something?
No, Lexington is the closest big city.
Okay, so maybe she went to Lexington. That's a good enough city for, you know, good doctors and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to think of the name.
It went in and out. Yeah. You know, I couldn't retain anything from the Jackson Brittany thing.
Certain things, yes, but that show was a true no. Well, I think we covered it.
Oh my God. I feel so cleansed.
I know, me too.
I feel like this is so important because like on my show, I can't really go as in depth, you know, mm-hmm. and I always feel incomplete at the end, you know, because I couldn't get to everything. You know, yeah. I really feel like we did. We got to it.
It's comprehensive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm like a scientist at this point, a serologist.
Oh, man. Yeah. You've got so many of them. I swear to God.
I have a PhD.
You do.
At this point. Yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to keep up with you, sister. I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Well, thank you for being my guest.
Oh,
I
it's
so
my
appreciate
honor.
It.
My true
And I'm glad
honor,
we finally
pleasure.
Got to do this.
Me yeah. too. And then you're coming on my show soon.
Yeah, I
okay,
am.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah, so I'll keep everyone posted on that. Okay. And yeah, I'm loving this collab.
Me too.
All right, we're going to move on to the bonus app.
Yay.
So this is where we leave you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode of the Sexy Unique podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsors: Logan Cumberland Lambert, Lori Wheat, Meredith Good, and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.